Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hi again, and welcome to this week's edition of Spectrum. We're going to be talking wine. That's right, and probably a wine or wines that you may not be that familiar with. I recently met with some folks who represent the Swiss winemaking industry at an event here in New York, and we have an expert on Swiss wines. They're a little hard to find in our wine shops around the United States because they only export about 2%, and only a fraction of that actually comes to the U.S. We'll find out a little more about Swiss wines and maybe how they can ramp up their familiarity. Our guest is Nicholas Jose. He is the CEO of Swiss Wine Promotion.
I have a long history with going to Switzerland, and the biggest and saddest part is that so little Swiss wine is exposed to the rest of the world. Can you extend the borders of your country to make it bigger so we can have more Swiss wine?
Yeah, that's true. We export around 2% of the production. And why? First at all, we love wine in Switzerland. And we drink a lot of wine. It's around 33 liters per person per year. And the Swiss production is not enough for the consumption. That's why the Swiss production is around 37% of the consumption. We import some wines. That's why you don't need to export. But we love to export because it's a part of Switzerland and we are ready to export only what we can do, what is the best, because it's very important for all the people in Switzerland to export only what is the best. Look what's happened with the watches, chocolate, Swiss Army knife, maybe sometimes Swiss banking system.
Sure.
That's true.
But there's only so much land. How can you increase production without decreasing quality?
No, Switzerland is unique. We are very small. We have only 15,000 hectares. Major part is the French part and the west of Switzerland. And the German part is major part for the population, but small part for wine producer. That's why we are a good mix between the German part and the French part. And, of course, the consumption is decreased, but it doesn't matter. Because if you see that, the production will be better and better. And at the end, it's very important the wine stay in the mind for all the people in Switzerland around the world. It's a chance to drink wine because wine is a small part of the soil.
The good news is that Switzerland has lots of topography. You've got incredible mountains, and then you've got valleys and lakes. So you have every wine-growing region known to man. That must be very helpful in the production of wine.
Of course, that's very, very important. We think for the next generation, the next war will be the water. We're very happy because Switzerland has a lot of mountain, lot of ice place, rivers and lakes. But we have to keep in our mind, water is for everybody, it's for the people, but it's for the plants as well. And we can find out in our wines because the freshness is very, very clear and strong in our wines. Have a chance. We have the mountains, we have the stones, we have the lakes and the river. They bring some minerality inside the wines. And the philosophy of the people are fresh as well because we love snow as well.
You think you could tell the Swiss people to drink less wine so you could export more?
Yeah, we are ready to export more because until now we didn't change the philosophy. It's our first, the old market, and after maybe if you have time for export. Now we change the philosophy and say, okay, we are ready to export, but only the top quality and only for special markets. Because Switzerland is so small, we cannot give an answer for all the people. That's why we are here in New York and the big city, because only we are ready to do something different.
Well, you're surrounded by France, Germany, Italy, all wine-producing countries. So a lot of competition for the wine-drinking world. You think you can wedge your way into a segment of that popularity?
Yeah, that's why we are going here. We own grapes. We cannot find, maybe you can find some Chardonnay or maybe Cabernet Sauvignon from Switzerland, but it's not the idea. We prefer to present our own grapes like the Chasselas for white wine, the Petit Harvin, the Completer, of the Pinot Noir, very famous in Switzerland, like in Burgundy, or some other grapes, typically from Swiss, because Swiss is unique. That's why if you bring something traditional international grapes.
So if you're in Switzerland, do the regions of Switzerland that border on the French or the German or the Italian areas, does the wine production in those areas reflect the taste of those regions specifically?
Yeah, that's exactly it. If you take a Chasselas, that's a perfect grape for that. If you are going in Valais, in the Vaud region, or Neuchâtel, or Geneva, it's totally different. Only because the soil is different. The climate is different. That's why, and we can feel that in every wines. It is very important to have that when you are in Switzerland and you want to try something. Mm-hmm. Take time just to understand where you are. Because the climate is totally different, soil is different. At the end, the wines are different.
If you are going to be exporting more wines and becoming more familiar, let's say to the American marketplace, what wine would be the top of your list?
For the white wine, Chasselas and Petit Harvin, for me the top. And for the red wine, Pinot Noir first, because it's a real identity from Switzerland, and some specialty from Valais like Cornalin or Syrah. Really, that's the top of Switzerland.
Now, when I was in Switzerland for a number of years, frequently we would have the blush wines, like the Dole or something like that. Is that where is that in your priorities?
Dole is a blend between Pinot Noir and Gamay, traditionally only in Valais. And it is easy drinking wine, fruity, not too much alcohol, not too much acidity. It's useful for lunch or even terrace or barbecue. It's very important for us in Switzerland. For exports, we can try, because you have to explain this kind of wine. Usually now on the market, we have stronger aromas from other countries. And it is lightly wine, and we need just to explain. We are going to try, because I'm sure we can find that for the next generation. It could be so interesting just to stay in contact with the wine.
Well, the Americans fell in love with light red wines, unfortunately with some not very good wines. Maybe there's a niche for a wine like that coming from Switzerland to be unique, because I don't think there's any other wine other than perhaps Tavel or something that people are accustomed to buying to drink as a light red wine.
Light red wine is very important for everybody, because if you're on the lunch, you want to work after, and it's easy to drink something light, fruity, easy drinking wine. I like to say when I'm with some friends, now we're going to take a glass of wine, it's terrace wine, because imagine you're on the terrace, in the shadow, just drink something, that's perfect. And there's a philosophy of the light wine like we produce in Switzerland. That's why I think it will be so interesting for the American market to discover some new red wine, what we can produce in Switzerland.
For our listeners that may be listening to us around the United States or even around the world, where can they, is there a website or where can they find more information to get perhaps an opportunity to learn more about Swiss wines, or where perhaps to buy it?
First at all, our website is www.swisswine.ch, in English, in French, in German, Italian, as you want. Maybe one day in Chinese, because we work a lot in China. We can find a lot of information about Swiss wine, about Swiss grapes, about how we make it for all the regions. And of course, if any question, you can send an email to Swiss Wine and we are ready to give you an answer.
Thank you so much for speaking with us and telling our listeners a little more about Swiss Wine. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you, because I'm very happy to be for the second edition of Swiss Wine Week in New York. And I hope we'll see in a couple of months for next year for the next edition.
Next week would be fine for me.
Perfect.
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website, to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.